Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language, depictions of violence and graphic content. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
The Hunterian Museum is a museum of anatomy in London, located right here in the Royal College of Surgeons, founded on the work of renowned surgeon John Hunter.
Detective?
The museum boasts an unrivaled collection of pathological specimens.
Hey, Georgie.
Thought I might find you here.
Yeah. Oh, for some bloody reason, this place helps me think. Must be the pickled brains, eh?
Maybe you feel her presence here.
Hers, maybe. My father's. Everything seems to come back to this place.
Yes. You can say that again. Is that the expression?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
If it makes you feel better, I think you have done a great job, given the circumstances.
Thanks.
I wish I could say the same for myself.
Georgie, nobody blames you for going to school with Jackie. Did she show signs of being evil?
What kind of signs?
I don't know. Did she ever get in a fight? Did she ever show signs of being unhinged?
Not all there. Is that the expression?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Sometimes, I guess. She was more obsessed with money. Always had ideas to be rich.
Yeah, I got that energy as well. Man, the role of Jackie was everything she wanted. Blood, gore, infamy, and eventually, money.
The book...
The book, indeed.
She loved this place too, you know.
The museum?
Yeah. The school is here, so students would often spend time in this part of the building. No one as much as her. If you are going to do the interview and catch her, she needs to think she is no longer on the run.
What do you mean?
She will suspect something if you haven't made an arrest. I have been thinking about this. Saving myself for a rainy day is that the expression?
Yes, it's the bloody expression. Except it's not a rainy day. You know, it's fucking pissing it down. It's a non-stop typhoon. Look, you have proven your innocence, Georgie. We don't lock up innocent people. But not on purpose, anyway.
You need to arrest me. Publicly.
Georgie.
I cannot have you and the other officers putting their lives at risk.
Lives at risk? I'm doing an interview for a bloody book with heavily armed, well-trained officers waiting outside.
Think of what she could do to you.
Georgie, I'm safe, okay?
We have to commit to this, Aberline.
Look, if you go through with this, the press will find out everything about you. Everything.
I know.
You're prepared for that?
I am.
They're going to call you every name under the sun. And you know, that's just the sun.
Yes, well, she has played enough games with us, Detective. It is time for us to play a few of our own.
Hi, Jill, it's me.
The body of a man brutally murdered in Whitechapel was discovered this morning and declared by senior police officers as a sexually explicit, gruesome killing with ruthless bloodlust.
Body count increasing, and the telltale sexual brutality is casting a fearful cloud over the
media frenzy as the police deliver their report on the killing of Mark Allen.
Tonight she made her presence known on social media as Jackie the Ritter.
Whitechapel in East London is home to not a manhunt, but a womanhunt.
Scotland Yard have refused to comment.
The global scrutiny of Scotland Yard, the
world's media have gathered to the site of 29 Hanbury Street, the scene of another brutal murder by Jackie the Ripper.
Are we safe? Are we actually going to be safe?
And you've got this devil woman, quite frankly, going around.
The British police continue their search for Jackie the Ripper.
Jackie la Destripadora está asesinando hombres y los
crazy. It's scary.
I like her. She's got style.
Murder police. Where are they? I've not seen them.
Oi! You could knock.
It's a car, not a toilet cubicle.
Yeah, it still has doors, doesn't it?
Let's see.
Nah, it's just...
I want to see it.
Here he comes.
Is that the Hackney Half Marathon?
Go on, Dad. Go Peter Abilene.
Hackney Half, yeah. Look, there he is.
You sound young.
Yeah, it was, God, about 13 years ago now. Wow.
Oh, look at his smile.
Yeah, I know. Loved it, didn't he? Didn't get too many more runs after that, unfortunately.
He got ill that quickly?
No, it was my fault, actually. Got busy. Speaking of, back to work.
You good?
Yeah.
What time are you heading in?
Just waiting for confirmation that the perimeter's secure.
Right.
Are you going to be there?
I'll be outside.
Armed?
Not allowed.
Damn.
I know. I wanted to be the one to shoot the bitch. You'll do great.
Yeah, hope so.
Georgie's arrest has been announced.
Jesus. Oh, how much longer, for God's sake?
They're just making sure that you're safe, Freddy.
Yeah, well, I'm close to shitting myself, okay? And I'm not going to pay the cleaning fee for this car.
Hello?
Hi, Chief Inspector Swanson.
Speaking.
This is Christopher, calling from St. David's Charity Trust in St. Christopher's Hall in St. John's Wood.
Ah, hi, David.
Christopher from St. David's.
Right, yes.
You called St. Christopher's Hall earlier to speak to the housemaster at St. David's St. John's Wood branch?
I did, that's correct.
Well, I'm Christopher in St. John's Wood, the housemaster at St. David's in St. Christopher's Hall.
Thanks for getting back to me, Christopher.
Well, further to your inquiry... Yes, we did house a Jacqueline back when the facility operated as an orphanage. Yeah.
Right.
Put him on speaker.
We're happy to assist the police any way we can. Quite the criminal investigation underway, I hear. Ooh, murders, mutilations, car chases, not that I'm into that sort of thing.
Great, that's great you can help us. Have you got any detailed reports on your dealings with her?
We do, yes. She was a very difficult child, so there's quite a few fragmented reports. She was initially taken into our care at the age of 5. Her parents were a well-off couple. Her father was a doctor. Mother was an actress. Actor. I don't know what you're supposed to say these days. You can't say anything these days, can you?
Stepping through the door.
And, she'd come from old money, you see. Her mother had a questionable family history. Sexual deviance, incest, and other frivolities of the flesh. Not that I'm into that sort of thing. Other less than savoury affairs dogged her ancestry, a missing grandfather, a torched estate in Wiltshire, things like that, you know, the stuff of horror movies. Not that I'm into that sort of thing. Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that frog in my throat. Anyway, the father of young Jacqueline was caught in the midst of an affair. He'd been sticking his whatnot in God knows who for Lord knows how long. She catches him, of course.
I'm sorry. I am sorry, okay? Made a mistake. I'm sorry. For sake.
Poor young Jacqueline awoke to her mother and father having a shouting match in the living room. The mother takes out a knife. Jacqueline watches on as the father begs for his own life.
Do this.
The mother slashes the knife across her own neck. Blood rushes out of her like a bottle of champagne at the F1, splashing everywhere. Poor Jacqueline watching the whole thing. Father is somewhat shaken up. He's no saint, of course. He calls St. Peter's, who put him through to St. David's.
Jesus.
How long was she in your care?
She was in and out until her early teens, yeah. Foster home after foster home would just return her to us.
Why?
Curiosity. Her words, not mine. Pure evil. My words, not hers. She killed the cat that belonged to the first foster parents.
Curiosity killed the cat.
Just about every other home she went to, cats on the street would just go missing. Nearly always found, buried in the garden. Eventually, the teenage years kicked in and she turned her attention to boys, as we all do at one point or another. She took a liking to the choir boys at St. Peter's, as we all do at some point or another. She was fascinated by them, you see. She lusted after them. One poor fellow even reported bruising and scratch marks on his throat. We kept it quiet, of course. You did in those days, didn't you? You know, you couldn't say anything in those days. Not like today. These days you can say anything. And not long after that, she broke out of St. Christopher's Hall and left St. David's. And that, until now, was the last we ever heard of her.
Thank you. We really appreciate your account.
Oh, no problem at all. All the best to you. Will you shut up?
Ooh, good Lord.
Right. In you go.
Oh, great. Thanks.
What's the problem?
Sorry, I've just been given the backstory of a supervillain, and now I'm going to go and have a cup of tea with her, so forgive me if I'm a little bit tense. Jesus, I mean, what next? A pint with Freddy Krueger? A Sunday roast with the Texas Chainsaw bloke?
Just relax.
Just relax. Great, yeah. It's not a prostate examination. It's a fucking life-or-death interview.
We've got the whole place surrounded. We can hear everything you say in there. I'm right here, Freddy. I won't let anything happen to you. I promise.
Oh, okay, right. Let's do this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search Second Tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Where is Jackie the Ripper? We demand to know.
Let's bottle yet, Detective Reed.
Thank you.
If I can have silence here.
Thank you. At approximately 1300 hours today, the Met Police forensic pathologist, Dr. Georgie Baxter Phillips, handed herself in for questioning in connection with Jackie the Ripper. Rest assured, the case of the Whitechapel murderer, it would seem, is resolved.
It would seem that the industrial action from the union severely hampered the Met's ability to operate. And this devil woman took advantage. She is clearly a demented young woman who was perhaps indoctrinated online to a form of radical feminism. Are there any questions?
Sir Charles!
Did she confess to any behaviour?
Dr. Death, says the Metro on the revelation of senior pathologist Dr. Georgie Baxter Phillips handing herself in as the infamous Jackie the Ripper. Let's have a look at the other papers. We've got Dr. Ripper, I presume, says the Telegraph. That's a play on Dr. Livingston, I presume, of course. Diagnosis murder, says the I paper. The Daily Star have gone with El Chopo. Dr. Baxter Phillips, of course, is a Spaniard of Spanish descent. El Chapo is of Latin descent. The Express says, no Spain, no pain, highlighting, of course, that tighter restrictions on European workers like the doctor perhaps would have kept us more safe. From Madrid with love, the M, A and D of Madrid here in big red letters. That's the Mirror. From Madrid with love, how Dr. Georgie, a.k.a. Jackie the Ripper, turned her victims into tapas. Wow. Wacky Jackie gonna get a smacky. That's the Daily Record. Story of prisoners at a maximum security prison supposedly suggesting they are going to inflict harm on the doctor upon conviction. We've got Heather, who's down at Scotland Yard for us. Heather, this is a seminal moment, isn't it? I mean, Jackie captured at long last, and it was one of the Met's own all along.
Crowds are beginning to gather outside Scotland Yard, where former senior pathologist Dr. Georgie Baxter Phillips handed herself in earlier today. Although not confirmed, it does seem to be as an acknowledgement of her role as Jackie the Ripper. I've been here since early this afternoon, and I can tell you the crowds arriving here are incensed. They feel betrayed, they're angry, they're hurt, and they want answers. We have a large contingent of men's rights activists that have been so vocal during the curfew, they've now turned their attention to Baxter Phillips.
Jill.
Come here.
Oh, no, better not. Got a bit of a scratchy throat. Don't want you getting ill, Jill. Shall we crack on? Flat looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah? Freddy, is everything all right?
Yeah.
Just, I'm feeling a bit forgotten about?
Nope.
Okay. You haven't messaged all.
Well, I said I'd do the interview, didn't I? I'm here, aren't I?
I meant about us. We slept together and then,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, well, let's maybe get some professional boundaries in place, I think.
Oh. I understand. It's all happening, eh?
Yep. Yep, Dr. Dick Chopper has been apprehended. London can return to normal, let the rapid gentrification get back underway.
She looks so normal, doesn't she?
Georgie, yeah. Yeah, sir. It's always the ones you least expect, you know. Apart from Hugh Hefner, I mean, that was a given from the get-go, wasn't it?
Did you know her?
Georgie? Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Did you?
No, of course not.
Yeah, no, just wondered.
If you want to just take a seat over, yeah, let's do it there.
Cool.
Just let me switch this on.
What's that? This isn't a podcast, is it? Or an audiobook or whatever.
No, not at all. Testing, this is Jill Hunter. Oh, actually, Detective, could you just give me a sound check?
Yeah, sure. This is Detective Freddy Abilene. Testing. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Oh, I might just move you closer if that's all right.
Yeah, no worries. how's that?
Perfect.
So, why are we recording this?
This is just for my records, for when I sit down to write the book.
Right, and the notepad?
I like to be thorough.
Sure.
Okay, so, take me to the beginning.
So, I was born in Homerton Hospital, modest background. My father actually, was quite a brilliant man.
No, take me to the first murder, Mark Allen Nichols.
Where were born? Come on, this way. Hey, boy, come on.
This may hurt. I'll take that, and I'll take those, and there's your change.
No, stop fucking about.
Oh, Danny boy, the knife was calling. You have such beautiful eyes, Danny. I could just squish him.
You hear that, murderer?
Good morning, Whitechapel. A double homicide.
Oh dear, what a pickle.
The next murder won't be so rushed. It will be brutal. It will be vile. It will be sick.
I will eviscerate him beyond all recognition. Oh, sorry for the spoiler.
Detective.
Oh, Mario, you had so much potential, but it would never work between you and I. You're lacking the vital organs, mate.
The investigator is Detective Edward Green.
Jackie's actions suggest she sees Detective Abilene as the lead investigator. Nobody fucks with Jackie the Ripper. Oh,
Oh, hi, Freddy.
Yeah, she's going to speak to Dr. Georgie Baxter Phillips.
Wowzers.
You want to tell me where that scalpel is, Georgie? Or do I need to go and speak to the Met? Perhaps it's in Lost and Found, eh?
What are you insinuating, Chief Inspector?
I'm insinuating that you need to find yourself a damn good lawyer, Doctor.
And there we have it.
There we have it.
The story of Jackie the Ripper.
Yep, riveting stuff.
It is. It is, honestly.
So, what do you reckon? Is that everything you need, or...?
Let me check my notes. Oh, yeah, Mario's murder.
Victim number 5.
Yeah. You guys made a decision to keep the satanic stuff to yourselves. The pentagram, the 5 organs. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
I think we might be close here.
All units are in position. On your word, Chief Inspector.
We need Freddy to confront a little. The tiniest of nudges, and she might reveal herself.
What if he doesn't, Chief Inspector? What if he confronts her and we blow our cover?
I'm not looking for a confession here. I'm looking for the mask to slip just a little. Then we've got her.
Roger that. One rule of advertising.
Sex sells.
Exactly. But Dex and the... I mean...
What are you doing?
I'm not doing out, Chief Inspector.
Why is the signal going then?
Oh, I don't know. Let me look into it.
Fix it, Henry. Jesus Christ.
Right. Moving out. 10-4.
I don't think she worships the devil. She wants fame and fortune. But definitely the latter of the two, anyway.
You think that?
I do, yeah. I mean, her online videos, they've been monetized, which is quite a risk.
Can you, like...
We're tracing it, yeah. Get your phone out.
Okay.
Google something for me.
Yeah, go on.
Ted Bundy net worth.
Ted Bundy net worth. Wow. $11 million.
Now Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer net worth. Worth. $4 million. Fascinating.
Isn't it just? I mean, their books were bestsellers. Nice work if you can get it. Eh?
Guess so.
Money.
Money.
The roots of all evil. Wouldn't you agree? Jacqueline?
Well, aren't you clever?
You can drop the accent.
Ugh, I should have picked an easier one, shouldn't I? But then again, no one suspects a cutie little New Zealander, do they? Been doing it since my school days. Pretty good, huh?
You are under arrest for the murder of Mark Allen Nichols, Danny Chapman, Lee Stride, Carlos Eddowes, and Mario Giovanni Kelly. You do not have to say anything.
I don't have to say anything, but I can slice your fucking neck open right now, can't I, Detective? And there's nothing you can do about it.
But you said that. For example, that was very illegal. But if you didn't say anything, that would be used against you in a court of law.
What about this? Will this be used against me?
Hey, put the knife down.
Come on. Let's put you out of your misery. Time to go and see the old man at the pearly gates. Oh, poor Detective Abberline. Daddy's brain rotted away and now he's all sad.
Shut up.
Oh, you have a short temper. Ugh, me too. Maybe I can chop off what's downstairs. Not that there's much to work with.
Right, okay, that's really mean. Yeah, I hope that recording didn't pick that up.
I'll go above the waist, okay? Keep it professional, hey?
Put the knife down.
Whatever you say, Detective.
Jackie the Ripper starred Paul Waggett as Freddy Abberline. Jennifer Tierney as Donna Swanson. Akushla Tarakupe as Jill Hunter.
Adam Jarrell as Henry Smith, John Brunock as Edmund Reed, Amina Karoma as Alyssa Helson, Marta De Silva as Georgie Baxter Phillips, Kareem Confley as Sir Charles Warren, Narlan Burgess as Priya Campbell, and Ant McGinley as Jonas Meisen. Jackie the Ripper was written by Joel Emery and directed by Adam Jarrell. This series was produced by Holy Smokes in association with Stack. For more information, follow at Jackie Ripper Pod on Twitter.
Jackie the Ripper is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with The Second Tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search Second Tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.